Todd. Hello, it's an honour.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good. So, I mean, you've been doing this for a while, but I was wondering, I said this a bit before, how do you discover that you might be good at jousting? Obviously, if you're at your house, were you sort of jousting against siblings or something? How did you discover it?
I've always had a love for history, and back in the early 90s, I joined a group who used to do foot fighting, medieval foot fighting. Met another guy, and he had horses, and we had horses, and we thought, well, you know, let's give jousting a go.
Yeah, right. And just very briefly, I'm wondering what medieval foot fighting involves. Is it like sock wrestling?
No, exactly what it sounds. Wearing medieval and dark ages armor and using swords and axes and things like that. And,
oh my gosh!
And having a bash.
Wow. So you go hardcore. This is like, I mean, the jousting that you guys do, it's all historically accurate and stuff like that. Have you got a big following at the moment?
Jousting, it's always been reasonably popular, but the last few years, you know, it's gotten very popular.
Is that because of, like, Game of Thrones and stuff, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, every time a show like that comes on, more and more people, they start looking around, they start putting, you know, things into Google, and they find that there are actually, you know, real jousters and real foot fighters out there.
Yeah, right. And is there kind of a professional circuit? Like, what's the highest honour in the world for jousting you could probably achieve at the moment? Like, world champs, does that exist?
Well, not so much. We back in the early 2000s, we had the International Jousting Association, and for three years they ran a world championships. Now we've moved away from that sort of jousting, the bolster jousting. And what we're doing now is we're jousting with exactly the way they did in the 15th century, so real solid tapered timber lances with steel coronals on the end.
And I mean, in the 15th century, of course, there was a lot of injuries from this kind of sport. I mean, how nasty can it get?
It can get nasty, but we're wearing historically accurate suits of armour. They're copied from originals. They're made the same way. They weigh the same way, and they work.
Really? Because my inkling would be, or you know, my guess that, you know, if a bit of armor made in the 15th century versus maybe what I could buy in, you know, 2017, I'd probably go with the 2017 option. But you reckon it's actually really good protection?
They knew exactly what they were doing. We copy it exactly, and we try and make it out of the same materials. They had hardened and tempered steel in the 15th century, and the armor we use is hardened and tempered. The only real difference is now we can buy our sheets of steel already pre-made and thickness. They would have to actually beat theirs out by hand or by using water-powered mills.
Yeah, right. Well, if I can ask you to put your coach's hat on for a second, let's say we've got someone listening and they're thinking, you know what, I really want to give this a go. What are the sort of things that you need to already be a little bit adept at, you know, skills-wise, instincts-wise, brain-wise? I don't know how you think as a human being, if you want to kind of think that you might have a good crack at this.
You need to be a good horse rider and have a complete lack of self-preservation.
Yeah, right. So it does boil down to pretty much what you would guess kind of thing.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is a dangerous sport, and you know, there's a high skill level involved, and there's a, you know, there could be a high outcome of getting hurt.
I'm surprised the horses don't, I don't know, would be not more fearful of this kind of thing, because they've obviously got to charge at each other. I mean, you know, you're separated by the barrier kind of thing, but I guess that must be another aspect of it too, is getting the horses ready for this kind of thing.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time training our horses, and we don't use horses that don't want to do it. And the horses we have, they love it. They love nothing more than, you know, getting the rider, getting the lance, and sometimes it's all you can do to hold them back from wanting to charge on down there. And you know, my little mare, she'll lay her ears back and growl the other horse, and
wow,
she really, really hammers on down there.
Yeah, well, I guess for anyone interested in checking it out, what's the next big event on the jousting calendar we can lock in?
St. Ives Medieval Fair, which is, I've got my calendar here somewhere. I think it's the 20th, it's in September.
Yep.
And it is the 23rd, 24th of September, and that will be historical solid timber lances, and there'll be some international riders coming from Europe and the United States down for that.
Far out. So if you're keen to check it out, that is where you can do it. Hey, Rod, thank you so much for the chat. It's been very insightful.
No worries. Thanks very much.